1 Nephi chapter 1. In the first verse, Nephi is explaining why he feels that he is capable of writing the Book of Mormon. The casual reader of this verse thinks that he is giving modest praise to God and to his parents. This is because in the world, we are constantly taught that we need to be glorified of man and that we need to have our egos boosted. This certainly is not the purpose of Nephi. In fact, this kind of thing is condemned throughout the Book of Mormon. If we go back to the first verse and read it carefully, it says, "I, Nephi, having been born of goodly parents, therefore..." So, he is only mentioning that he is born of goodly parents to give a reason. And the reason is, "Therefore, I was taught somewhat in all the learning of my father," which means that he is explaining that good parents teach their children all that they know or all that they possibly can. It also lets us know that Laman and Lemuel, being his brothers, were taught the same thing that Nephi was. As we will see later on, this will show that they had no right to claim that they were ignorant of the things that they rebelled against. Nephi then goes on to say, "Having seen many afflictions in the course of my days," thus he is explaining that these afflictions were for his experience and that he learned a great deal from them. Through these experiences, he has gained some insight that he would like to present here. Again, he is just giving a reason. It also tells us that if we are following the Lord, we can expect to have many afflictions also. He then says, "Nevertheless, having been highly favored of the Lord in all my days." So even during the afflictions, instead of letting them get him down, he continued to follow the Lord, which showed him that he was favored of the Lord. This verse continues to explain why he was favored. "Yea, having had a great knowledge of the goodness and the mysteries of God." So we see that the reason was that he was given knowledge. And we see that the main way that God blesses us is through giving us knowledge. And it also says here that the knowledge had to do with the mysteries of God, which means that it is not wrong for us to desire and to seek to know the mysteries of God. In fact, we will receive a knowledge of the mysteries of God as a reward for keeping our eyes single to Him. Then Nephi says, "Therefore, I am going to make this record." He begins an account of his younger days when he was with his father in Jerusalem. In verse 4, he says that prophets came into the land or into Jerusalem. Note that these prophets were not known by the church. These prophets came to prophesy, and their prophecies were tied to repentance. Prophecy usually has to do with telling the people what will happen if they do not repent. In verse 5, we see Lehi's reaction. He doesn't immediately become a follower of these prophets or a follower of men. He goes off to a secret place and begins to pray to the Lord. He goes directly to the Lord. In verses 6 through 12, we see that Lehi was then given many visions and dreams. Therefore, if we are a righteous people, and or there are righteous people among us, we can expect to have visions and dreams be among us also. Now again, I would like to point out that we are in the first chapter of the Book of Mormon, which means that the Lord is setting the stage for what is expected of His people or of His followers. In verse 13, He goes on to say that He saw the destruction of Jerusalem because the people would not repent. Again, we see that prophecy is usually tied to repentance. Even though he is seeing these terrible visions of destruction, he says in verse 14 and 15 that he saw the goodness of God. We learn that if we look for the works of God during great destructions, we see His goodness involved. We see that God is just trying to turn the people back to Him, that He is giving them motivation to continue on the path back to eternal life, that He is preparing a way to deliver those who will turn to Him. In verse 16, Nephi says, "I am not going to tell you everything that he said, but he prophesied many more things to his children." Now note that his children included Laman and Lemuel. Again, Laman and Lemuel were given insight into everything that was going to happen, not just the few things that were written here in the Book of Mormon. Also, we see that as the patriarch of his family, Lehi had every right to prophesy to his children. as any father has the right to receive revelation or prophecy or visions for his family. In verses 18 through 20, Lehi goes on to prophesy to the people in Jerusalem. Why? He was obviously compelled to do so by the Spirit. When he did this, the people mocked him. Therefore, we learn that if we believe in the Lord, and we go out and preach His word, we can expect to be mocked by the same people who mocked Lehi, which are the people of the church. By appearances, they are good people, as we will learn later from Laman and Lemuel. When their mocking had no effect on Lehi, they wanted to kill him, which shows that even good people can find a reason or excuse to kill those who represent the Lord. Now you might wonder why I call them good people. Remember that this is 600 years before the time of Christ. When Christ came, he was a member of this church. In fact, in the story of John the Baptist, we see that John the Baptist's father was a man in good standing in that church. And when he went into the temple, he saw God. And him and others received excellent instruction from God in the temple. The point being made here was that 600 years after this time, the church was still intact and was still considered the church of God. So therefore, we have no reason to believe that this was not the church of God. But their problem was that their eye was not single to God. They did not want to exercise the fullness of the gospel, nor were they desirous to progress further. During this affliction of the Lehi family, Lehi still saw the goodness of God. He saw the Lord protecting him, and he saw the Lord's love of his people.